You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. And my name's Nate, and the name of the show is Fast and Loose. It's playing selections from Tegan and Sarah's The Con. And tears came to my eyes when I was playing Call It Off. So that's where I'm at. I was also belting it out in the studio. All right, I'm going to go let Neb in, and we're going to play some great songs. And I might stick with one artist for a little while here, and just, we might do that. 855-915-WMFO. Except for, like, not right now, because I'm about to go downstairs. For a second. For, like, 1 second. And then I'll be back. Okay, great. Okay. Okay, yeah. Hey.
Hey. Am I on?
You got it? Well, wait. Oh, wait. Well, you're at three.
Yeah, I'm at three. Sorry.
There it is.
Yeah, there,
it is.
There okay. I am.
That's good.
Good morning. I don't think this is the right one. Wait.
What are you talking? Yeah, this.
No, it's this one.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm back.
You're back? You're like exploring the studio? You're finding all kinds of weird stuff in here?
It's true. There's new stuff I hadn't seen before.
It definitely like accumulates stuff because I think people do like one-off shows. Also, and I forgot to tell you this, you complimented how I look. You look great too.
Thank you. Because I wasn't feeling it.
Wait, really?
I changed my outfit probably 5 times before I left the house.
You look great. What is this?
Well, see, here's the thing. I am out of clothes. Out of clothes. I haven't shaved my legs, so therefore it's a pants day. Because here's the thing. Look, I have no problem. I have no problem with leg hair.
Here's Nev's take on feminism.
When other people do it, it's great, okay? I don't like doing it. And so therefore, if I haven't been able to shave, like, it's to a certain level. You know what I mean? If there's stubble, fine. I'll wear shorts.
That's fine.
But if it's, like, out of control,
wow.
I'm putting pants on.
Okay, yeah.
Just for my own personal comfort.
That's a you. All right.
Yeah, that's a me. That's where I'm at.
And you're not making that like a general statement
to
all women? Okay, great. That's great.
This is very, 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 very personal to me, where I just don't like the way I look with leg hair.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, just like look at my legs and I'm like, what is this?
And that's legit.
Yeah.
As a, you know, I'm out here. I'll say this about my experience.
Yeah.
I've shaved my legs like twice.
Yeah.
Both times because of like dares and stuff. It was awful.
Oh, dares.
Yeah.
Well, I would have expected running.
Now, what?
Sorry.
Did you guys shave off some time?
I just, like, associate people who run with being weird, so I'm just it's probably because of running that you shave your legs. Yeah. Because sometimes people justify the weirdest things that they do by being like, no, I'm a runner.
Exactly, yeah. And that actually, and I've met so many people. I was at a party one time, like a Halloween party,
mm-hmm.
and I was talking to someone who was like, oh, yeah, I run too. And then, like, the next 30 minutes was explaining how they were a psychopath.
Yeah.
And then being like, yeah, but that's fine, right?
Yeah.
And it's like...
Yeah. No,
it's like I tore
weirdos.
My ACL, but I, like, kept running on it. Because, you know, and I'm like,
you know,
I don't know.
Because, you know, it's fine.
I'm not going to approve
your
behavior.
They really thought that they had found, like, a comrade. They were like, wow, me and you get this.
And they're, like, talking about how people think that it's... They're like, you're the other weird person.
Right.
They're like, yeah. And it's like, and I did like 3 marathons in a row.
Right.
And then I broke up with like my boyfriend. And then that was like,
right.
You know, because he couldn't handle it. And I was like, this is not.
And you were like, I actually got shoved a little bit during my Tuesday soccer league and I quit.
And I quit because my ribs still hurt. Okay.
So you're like, so I can't relate.
I've been basically just like walking around the house and been like, oh, it's hard to get up. And then like, no one's like I can't sneeze or like cough. Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah. That happens often with pregnancy is that women will break their ribs.
So that's, and this is like, that's okay.
No, like, so,
so
you know.
I have it. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's
so you
right.
can relate.
Thank
now.
You for telling me that. I'm going to go to my wife who's had 2 children and be like, you know what?
I understand.
You know what Nev told me?
Who also has never had a child.
She said that what I'm going through is basically the same thing that you went through.
Yeah. I did tell Juan about it, and he felt really bad for you.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, he knows.
He really sympathizes.
He's a real sympathizer.
He's
like an injury sympathizer.
He really
is. That's a really good, that's like a good trait,
If
I think.
You ever want somebody to sympathize with you when you have injured yourself, go to Juan.
The way that you describe how his like entire life falls apart, that's like how I've felt.
We're
like,
I know it.
I'm
I
walking
know.
Around and I'm like, what's my identity?
No, I know.
Like, I just can't. Like, this is not like, who even am I?
I know. That's why when you told me, I was like, all right, I really got to like,
this is.
I really got to play it. Like, I really got to play it up and be like, man, no.
Exactly. I can't believe this happened to you. Now it's, and it like, it hasn't gotten any better. And then I like was getting up over the weekend. I spent the weekend in Texas and I like something popped while I was like getting up and reaching at the same time.
Oh.
And now I'm like, well, yeah, that's like my heart probably has been punctured. And the clock is just, like, ticking.
Yeah.
That's where it is.
This is really what being 30 is, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, being in your 30s, it just seems like this is the constant state of being.
I think, because I think in your 20s, you're, like, in the back of your mind, you're like, this will be better. Like this is not forever. And I think now I'm like, this is it.
Yeah.
I'll feel like this forever until I death will be the only relief to this feeling.
Yeah. And Juan is like creeping up on 30. He's 28.
He's 28.
And so I think he's really like, he's just sees it in his future. You know, he literally is like looking at the horizon and he's like, there's 30.
There it is.
There's 30.
Like that's and that's like 1 foot in the grave at that point. That's
we know, and he knows. Look, he's already ready to just like throw in the towel.
Exactly. Just like I'm gonna start like playing cards outside like a gas station. Yeah. I'm gonna like have this folding chair. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have like jokes. I've been watching this show. Have you heard of La Eternata?
No.
Okay. It's like this Argentinian show.
Nice.
Which, like, I know the whole deal with, like, Argentinian Spanish. You don't have to call in 855-915-9636. Where, like,
you don't have to call in, but here's the number.
Well, yeah, you don't have to do that. I'm just saying that if you call in, then I'll just, like, agree. But do you know about this?
It's like in your head shake.
It's like in the hierarchy of... Because I'm excited. I'm excited to be here.
Okay. Yeah, it's in the hierarchy of what?
The hierarchy of, like, Spanishes. Mexicans at the top. And then it's like Colombian, and then period, yeah. And then it's like Colombian, and it's like you go down. Now everyone who speaks Spanish apparently like claims like their Spanish is like that's the right Spanish,
of course.
Except for like I don't think any. If you're Spanish, like a Spaniard, I don't know if a lot. I haven't heard a lot of people defend that dialect.
But they're also like European.
They're over there, exactly. And who cares?
Like they're always gonna feel elitist as a result. Like people from Europe, like in that area, are always just like me. No, I'm just
exactly.
Don't associate
and that's
with
why
that.
Argentina is like
yeah
one down from
yeah.
that, where they're like the Europe of South America, and everyone hates them for that reason.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. But I just think they don't do that because I just don't think they associate themselves with the same Spanish. Mm. I think it's just like no, you guys are doing your little thing.
Exactly.
Enjoy
that
thing.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah.
So that, anyway, it's in like Argentinian Spanish, which I can't speak Spanish across the board anyway. But it's a really fun show. If you're trying to, it's an apocalyptic, like.
Nice.
But it's not, it's really funny because the main characters are these like these two old guys and then they're like these two old women, like their wives.
Nice.
And so it's like great because it's like if this was America.
Yeah.
Those would be like younger, you know, cool, like hot people. And it's just like these old guys who like the apocalypse happens while they're like having their Friday night card game.
I love.
And it's great because it is like, and it's just like kind of randos.
Yeah.
Which
good.
I think is like, that's how the apocalypse would be. It's like, but it's not, it's like, there's like all of a sudden the atmosphere is like toxic and then they're trying to like navigate it and stuff. And it's good. It's a great, it's a real slow burn, you know, but like the characters are really compelling. And the main character, I've done a lot of like talking about how good people look. The main character is this like 70-year-old Argentinian man
who just like looks great.
Who's just like, I'm like, there it is.
Yeah,
like
that's like, the goal.
The way his like hair and stubble have like he's figured it out.
Yeah,
he's got blue eyes though, which is like I'm not gonna be able to do that. But
I prefer brown eyes though. Like I feel like as they age, they're just so warm. You know, it's
that's
like
true.
It's like you look at them and you're just like, yeah, you're old. You're an old man.
Yeah.
You're an old man. Like, and I prefer that to like, you know, he's like looking like a fox. You know,
yeah.
Like
that's
true. Prefer the like you look like an old. You look like you've lived.
That's I feel like that is when I'm old is the point where Molly is going to think I'm the most attractive.
Yeah,
because
100%.
She loves like old. Like she always says she like loves old men. She like. Like she in her job and stuff,
she's
like
been
she's
waiting.
got a lot of like she's like, oh, he's like the most like the idea of like I'm gonna have a card game going with my old friends 100%. Outside of a gas station. 100%. She's like, that's the dream for you.
Yeah.
And I wanna just like, you know.
Yeah, let's skip to that part.
And it's like when you're old and infirm, you know,
exactly.
And your chest still hurts because of the foul that you sustained.
Say old and infertile. And I was like, Straight up.
And then you're just like, oh, honey, I'm going to need your help, like, getting out of this chair. Mm-hmm. She's going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching a show called Alice in Borderland. Have you heard of it?
No.
Japanese show.
Big time. Look at us.
Look at us. Look at us.
Catch up. That's great.
It's great. I actually, like, I started it a long time ago, watched the first couple of episodes, and I was like, I don't know. You know what? I don't know. And I returned back to it because I just kept seeing stuff on my Facebook feed being like, this show is so good.
Really?
Yes. But I think, again, it's because like I'd already watched it once. And then my algorithm
like,
was just like
new.
You got to get back onto it.
Mm.
And it's kind of an apocalyptic show.
Okay.
Sort of. But there's also a love story.
Well, yeah.
Like,
I mean, yeah. Well, what What more is there to live for after society's collapse than love?
Exactly. So that really hooked me in.
Gotcha.
And in the episode I watched yesterday, they finally kissed.
Whoa.
And it was the greatest moment
That's
of my
like a
life.
Japanese show right there, where it's like they're holding you out.
Two seasons,
yeah. Ugh. And then they kiss. And then they're like, I'm assuming they broke up right after, you know, or something.
Well,
or
nothing
like,
happened. It was like, it's like the apocalypse. What are they going to do? Get married? No.
It's true.
That's even
where,
mean,
like, but did, like, the worm emerge from the earth and eat one of them? Because it's like,
that's what I'm waiting for.
It's like, as good as it's going to get, you're at the top of the mountain, but they got to screw things back up. Now.
Yeah. I had a dream the other day that, WMFO actually sent out a, an email and was like, anybody who just talks on the radio, like, we're going to need to cut that out. And it was like at us. Anyways,
it
I was
just
thinking about that.
It was like, it was from WMFO, you know.
Yeah.
Hey.
And it was like, you're going to need to cut that out.
The show that no one listens to, you need to change. All right. That's,
yeah.
That was the direction.
Yes. I also had a dream the other day that I was playing high school volleyball with Lily.
There it is.
One of our students.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been having some crazy dreams.
That's good.
Because we were coached by a woman who was in The Ultimatum, Queer Edition. Have you seen that show?
There's so many of these. Love Island UK. I've been reading, because I read like a pop culture blog, so I've been reading, but I don't have them straight.
You're crazy. I read a pop culture blog.
I don't watch the shows.
I don't
watch
the
show. Is that? No, it's like, here's, because when you watch the shows, you're like, I'm not going to put 17 hours of my life into these people sitting in pool chairs.
That's
being
true.
Like, oh, I can't believe you did this. But when you like,
you can
like
stay
some
up
really,
to date on the drama. Yeah.
But there's like really funny blogs that are kind of like, I just want to skip to the part where we're all talking about this.
So have you stayed up to date on Love Island?
Yes.
Because I've sort of stayed up to date as well. I haven't watched it, but I feel like it's inescapable.
That's the. Cause
it's
I remember
such a phenomenon.
I asked you, I was like, aren't you watching the show? And you're like, no.
Yeah.
And I was like,
but I'm like fully
I'm
up to date
on
all the
that.
Drama that's happening.
See, and that's, I read an article that was like, it was like 50 drama things happening on Love Island. It was like a 35-minute read.
Yeah.
I was stuck
this
in an airport.
Crazy.
So I was like, all right.
That's true.
Time
what
to
else
dive
are you going
to
do?
I got to tell you about this real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm leaving Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm driving to the airport, which is like a regional airport. You need like 1 minute maximum to get through this airport. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I have been standing at security and yelled over to the gate and been like, it's me, I'm Nate, you're waiting for me. And they're like, great, we'll hold the door open.
Got it. Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah.
So I'm getting there, and I'm getting there. It's like 30 or minutes before my flight takes off.
Mm-hmm.
I get the text. Flight's canceled. Or it's actually, your flight is delayed so much that you're going to miss your connection. Okay.
Oh.
So now I'm like, oh, time to scramble. I get there. There's a million lines. There's all kinds of stuff. And you're
of
like,
course.
This is bad. I do all kinds of stuff. I called like United and I'm getting them to change and all that kind of stuff. They put me on a flight that was delayed. So there's storms in Houston. In addition to the Houston International Airport. You ever been there?
No.
It's the worst.
Maybe.
Worst airport in the entire world.
Okay.
Maybe you blocked it up.
Yeah, I may have.
Maybe we're just like this. It has
it's
happened.
Only ever been a connecting. If I have, it's been like a connecting flight.
So right now in number one, Houston is just like a freaking giant city.
Yeah.
And it's tough because you can't walk it. You're trapped. Wherever you are, if you don't have a car, you're trapped.
Oof.
And even if you do have a car, you're still kind of trapped anyway because of traffic.
Yeah.
So like the airport is nowhere near anything. Long story short, every flight everywhere gets canceled. A bunch get rerouted to Corpus. So people are like spending the night in Corpus too. And it's all like storms over Houston. In addition to, they have three terminals under construction. So this becomes like, that's later because it becomes relevant where getting through everything, all this kind of stuff. You're basically, I got off the plane and everyone's like, where are you going? And I was like, I'm trying to leave the airport. I'm going to go to the hotel that the airline gave me. And they're like, get on this bus. Everything is like super unofficial. You know, they're just like,
bus.
They're like, where are you going? They're
get
like, get on
the
bus. And I was
man.
Like, but I'm going to Terminal C because that's where like the shuttle's going to pick me up. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, this is not.
Was it like a white van?
It was just like a shuttle bus, you know. Okay, I wish it was a white van. I wish it was somebody's car.
Yeah,
like, it was like no, a personal vehicle, you know.
Get
and
in.
Like, and it's like on the tarmac. Like, yeah. I get off the plane.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no. Like, I get off the plane. Like, no jet bridge, no nothing. I get off the plane. I'm not inside. There's just another. Like, I'm walking to where you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
And there's like, just another guy over here wearing a vest that's just like, "Where are you? What are you doing? Go over here." And I'm like, "What do you mean? What am I doing? This is weird. This is the weird thing.
Maybe
I'm doing the normal
stuff."
They hit
max capacity. Yeah. In the airport.
This was
so
also
like nobody else can get in there.
Oh my
Sorry.
Gosh. I called United in Corpus. I got them to put me on a flight before that was had already been delayed like 3 hours. Here's the problem. I get to the gate and I'm like, "Hey, I think I need to print out my boarding pass." They're like, "How'd you get on this flight?" I was like, "I called them." They're like, "We have everybody here waiting on standby. You just like cut all these people." And I literally was just like, I don't know what to do because I'm still sitting
right
there on the phone, and the person on the phone's like, "Get him to print you out a boarding pass."
Oh my gosh.
And the person, like, the look that the person gave me was like, "I hate you."
Yeah, you're literally ruining their life.
And I'm like, because there's all these people standing there
staring at you like you're ruining their life.
Because
I'm
this guy that just literally walked up and was like, "Hey, print out my boarding pass." Jokes on them, me. We get on them. Yes, we get on the flight. And we literally sit there in a hot plane because it's a regional jet. We sit there. It was 95 degrees in the plane. 95 degrees in the plane.
That's awful.
For 3 hours just sitting there on the tarmac because they were like, "Hey,
oh,
we're still waiting
worse.
For Houston to like tell us that we can take off." We're literally grounded there. And then they were like, "Hey, I don't know if you guys maybe want to like go back to the terminal." And everyone's like, "Oh, my God." You know? And I was sitting next to this like aggressively nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is an experience women have a lot. There's like a guy, there's like a version of a guy out there that's like, every person they meet is like, "This guy's here to party, just like me," you know? So he's like the guy that's like, "Hey, we're sitting here, so like, why don't you bring us like some stuff, you know?" And it's like, this guy gets it and he's like elbowing me and I'm like, "I don't want to talk to you.
Like, please, yeah, like, don't pull me
into this." And he's like asking me questions about my life. And I'm literally, I'm shutting it down at every turn. I'm like, "Nah, you know.
This guy gets it is a tough one.
It's a tough one." And then he's like looking around at everybody in the area and is like, "Come on, like, we should be demanding some stuff. Like, let's bring out, you know." And he's doing this and he's like, "That's great. Oh, that's a great place." And it's like, "Houston's got some great parties, you know." And I'm like,
"Man.
I'm like, where?
How old is this person?"
He was older than me. That's, again, it's like, it's very awkward, but it's an older, it's like a guy in his 40s who's single and clearly
living the bachelor life.
Kind of like dating people. He's like, "Where do you live in Corpus?" And I was like, "Well, I used to live here." And it's like,
I dated a model. Yeah.
And it's like, and he's like looking up her house and I'm like, don't do this, please, right now. Like, oh my God. And I'm still kind of in, like, nice guy mode, and so I'm just like, that's great.
But you've also been stuck on this plane for 2 hours.
And there was
and you're
a point
sweating.
That I'm literally just leaning up against the window with my eyes closed, and he's still
talking still not
to
getting
me.
It, yeah. Yeah, the eyes closed, for people like that, they're not reading any body language.
Oh, my gosh. And he's, like, pulling out cash and trying to give cash to, like, people to, like, get him stuff. Again, it's a very specific type of person.
Yeah,
that these are the guys, like, if you, like, when people go out,
These
are the guys that are like wearing loud shirts and like yelling and holding 20s. You
know? And like weaponized buying drinks for women.
Oh my gosh. And they're like scooting in and they're like, what? You know, like it is a crazy.
Yeah.
That's a specific person.
It is. Yeah. I agree with that.
So anyway,
wow, that sounds like a whole thing. I'm glad you made it home.
So there's that. I spent the night in Houston at the world's worst hotel in the entire world.
Makes sense.
They really don't care. It's like basically just like, "Hey, this is going to be a door that closes." Everything in the room had clearly been stolen. Like there was two beds and there was one total pillow in the entire thing. There's like no remote. It's clearly even like the TV had been like
messed
with. Was
there even a Bible?
There's no Bible. Well, that means someone stole a Bible.
Society is falling apart.
There's no Bible in the hotel room. I kept my shoes on the whole time.
I just
literally laid down. I like took everything off the bed and I just laid down.
Yeah.
And was just like, "All right.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna." Because also it was like late, so I had to wake up at 5 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah.
So there's that. But I know where hell is.
It's there.
It's the Terminal C pickup drop off point at Houston International Airport. That's where hell is. It is. I got out there and I called the shuttle and they were like, "Okay, you better be outside right in front of door 105, okay, because he will leave if you're not there." So it's like, and he's like, "He'll be there in anywhere from like 15 to 20 minutes. There's thousands of other people there.
Yeah.
And it's the place where it's taxis, Ubers, hotel shuttles. It's imagine all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's also like concrete gas fumes. And it's like this giant like concrete box.
No,
that
I
cars,
feel like I can really imagine.
Oh my gosh. And then there's this line of cars that are trying to park or trying to leave or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
That's literally just sitting there beeping at each other. And so you're just sitting there. And then, of course, there's just people coming out of the airport with, like, the most bereft expression of, like, hopelessness.
Yeah.
That are just, like, looking at you and they're like... And I'm like, I don't know. We're all so here, too, because it screwed everything up.
Yeah.
The one that was, like, I thought I would witness a fight is the hotel shuttle comes. And it turns out there was, like, everybody was waiting for just this. Like, everyone was going to all these other ones. And it was, like, oh, the nice hotels, like, the DoubleTree and the, like,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
People are going to those. But then, like, there was a lot of people. And then as soon as this whole thing mobs, I, like, don't have a bag. So I, like, just had a backpack. So I just, like, get on. There are people, like, loading their bags. And they loaded their bags up and then, like, go to get on the shuttle. And the shuttle's completely packed. And then the guy, I watched these two guys, like, talk to the shuttle driver. And they're, like, but my bag's on. Can I get on? He's like, we're full. Sorry. And he's like, you got to wait for the next one. He's like, when's the next one? He's like, 40 minutes. And I thought the guy was going to like, it was like a combination of, he didn't even want to fight him.
Yeah.
He wanted to just die.
It was just despair. Yeah.
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 He was like, oh my God. Yeah. So, and then like that.
Yeah.
Everyone's
just not
like,
even the energy.
Sharing stories about like, I was in Tucson and then I like, they got us to Phoenix and then we're supposed to go to Charlotte. But then I'm thinking about like renting a car, but there's no car rentals and then all this. And most people got stuck for 2 days.
So it
could have been
terrible.
So much worse. They canceled every single flight, or they booked every single flight completely full out of Corpus the next day. So had I not like cut the line, I would have been stuck in Corpus till today.
Oh, that's awful.
Anyway. I don't know. I don't know how much you got out. That was a one-sided. I talked a lot there.
You know,
how are you doing, man? That's what has your been your. What do you do? What did you do this weekend?
Nothing.
Your parents are in Mexico.
Well, they were. They're back.
Okay, but you weren't.
I was not.
Okay, because I was looking at those pictures and I was like, are they just there alone?
Yeah, I was just in-law time. Just my parents and Juan's
putting
parents.
Putting in the hours, you know.
Yeah, seems like they had a fantastic trip.
I think the thing that prevents you from being friends with your in-laws is the fact that you're with their kid.
Yeah.
I think 100%. I think you could be the coolest person in the world, but I completely expect that's like, because like my parents and Molly's parents are like, okay, we're friends.
Yeah.
But it's not like we're friends.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
But I think it's because every single time you hang out, it's you're with, also with your children.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one.
100%. Yeah. So that was the first time they've really hung out alone, and it was for 4 straight days. So
jeez. It looked like they just ate food the entire time.
I mean, like, I'm so jealous. My dad was like basically just posting those photos for me to keep updated, because I kept calling them to ask them how it was going. And he's like, stop. I'll just post it on Facebook.
I'll just post a bunch of Facebook pictures. Just see my feed.
Yes,
you know? Just like be one of my followers.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk to you. Check my feed.
Even though I'm here literally because of you.
Yep.
I'm just like not even going to.
Yep.
I'm just like not even going to care.
No, it seems like they really just like enjoyed their time, and I mean, that was according to Juan's parents. We talked to Juan's parents.
Well, they're not gonna be like, you know what, it sucked.
Yeah,
you know, they're not, they're gonna tell you, especially maybe like,
no, they were talking to Juan in Spanish, and so they could have
been like,
just been like, that was the most awful trip I've ever had.
These guys life. They were just like, have you ever had a bad guest?
Like me personally,
like,
you
ever hosted a bad guest?
I mean,
like,
my family has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, people that are just, like, super demanding.
Yeah.
Really unreasonable.
Yes.
Yeah. You've never had one? Because it's like, you host your friends and, like,
guests.
Everyone's cool, you know? And then, but you got your place now, so you're going to be, who knows?
Hosted left and right.
Exactly.
You know, actually, a lot of people have been there. Nobody's, like, stayed the night.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have been there now.
There you go.
Yeah, which has been nice.
There's an air mattress if you ever need it over at the...
Thank you. Actually, there's a pull-out couch.
Oh, great. Okay.
Tiny little room.
Nice.
That just fits across the room. But it works.
That was our first apartment in Somerville. It was like,
yeah,
if someone was sleeping, you couldn't navigate, you couldn't get around.
Yeah.
But then you just put it away. But that's how Europe is.
Yeah.
You know? And that's how you tell yourself it's classy.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, who cares?
Also, who cares?
Literally.
I was just in Texas, and it just boggles my mind the amount of space people have.
This morning, I was scrolling through my feed.
Okay.
Somebody my age, I graduated with her, just bought a house.
Oh my God. But where, though?
New York.
But where, though?
I don't know.
If it's like, okay, yes.
I've been thinking about it all morning.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, what in the world is this?
If you, depending on where you are, this is like Nate Real Estate Hour. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying this because like we in college, we had some people graduate and then move back to like their hometowns in Georgia and buy houses. Like you could buy a house. Anton bought a house for $100,000, basically. Anton, you can call and fact check that.
You can, if you want to.
I mean, he bought in like a neighborhood that now is extremely valuable. So that was like an awesome investment decision.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
But I remember seeing that and being like, that's bananas.
Right.
And being like, how could you possibly do that? But then also, they'll let you buy a house in like with, I'm not saying this is your friend and I'm not saying this is anybody, but like there are some precarious situations that they do give mortgages to.
I do have to keep reminding myself that generational wealth exists.
I mean, there's also that. I made the mistake one time. I was at a party in Cambridge.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a guy I went to school with.
Yeah.
And I was like, I literally was in awe of this house.
Yeah.
It was right off Mass Ave. And it looked like a triple stack when I walked in. So I was just like, oh, yeah, it's like an apartment party.
An apartment party.
It was like hollow on the inside. And there was like, you could see all the way up to like a skylight atrium down the middle of this triple stack. And the rooms were like little lofts.
Whoa.
And I was like, this house is incredible. How do you like live here? Do you like, and they're like, generational wealth. Like they just like shut it down. And I've like thought about how she said that because at one point it was like, did she say it because she was like, sorry, I mean, I don't know, you know, like, hey, don't ask these kind of questions.
Right.
Like that it's considered uncouth.
It's just crazy. It's just a world I cannot.
Totally.
I cannot even put myself into the I can empathize with most situations. Yeah. Generational wealth is not one of them.
I thought like growing up, like I thought I knew rich people where it was like, oh, this person's rich. Like their parents bought them a car.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wealth. Like,
exactly.
Oh my gosh. But like the idea that someone would give you the money for a house.
Yes.
That's crazy to me.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. No, 100%. That was really it is, I think because right now I'm literally struggling to pay my rent every month. And so it's like, wow.
How's that possible?
You had a point where you've made enough. But also it's like, I know you're not working. You just graduated last year.
Oof.
Or like if you're working, you've only been working for a year.
So there's no chance.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
And you know how long I've been working? Since I was 16. And
my
I can't even pay my rent.
My whole life.
My whole life have I
my
working.
My whole life has been this. No, it's true. But
it's
I mean,
crazy.
If you can move out to places where there are, like where I lived in Corpus. Like,
but I'm pretty sure it's like, she went to Georgetown. And then it's just like in that area. Because I think she got a job right around there.
Okay. Georgetown's in D.C.
Is it?
Yeah.
So great. D.C. then.
Even worse. D.C. is like even crazier. So if she lives in around Georgetown in D.C., we're talking millions of dollars. Then.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We're talking like, but she's also an only child.
Okay. That's
only
a picture.
Child
I mean,
of generational wealth.
If you're coming through, and that's also the other thing too, is you graduate from Georgetown and you're not worried about student debt.
Yeah.
That also means that maybe that got paid for it.
Yeah.
And that's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
that's crazy.
I was like looking at it and I was like, she had a picture with like keys. And so I was like, oh my gosh, great. She got her first apartment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, gosh, that's great.
That's
like,
nuts.
Let's go. And then it said, and then it was like, she bought her first home.
That's
which is crazy when they be like, when they be like, she bought her first home.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
Someone bought a house for you.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
It might have come out of her bank account.
That's true.
But. She didn't buy it, is all that I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that was my rant. I just saw that this morning, and I've really been thinking about it.
Don't go on. That's, like, literally why you can't go on Facebook. Is because every once in a while, something like that trips you up. And you're just like, because then all you're doing is spiraling on, like, this person and their situation and all that kind of stuff.
Just thinking about it all day. You're, like, going about your business. You're, like, you forgot about it. And then you go to the grocery store. You see your bill, and you're like, man, that girl, she bought her house.
That's right.
She just bought a house.
That's why I'm
barely affording my groceries.
I literally don't post any life updates on social media.
Life updates
because of that reason.
Yeah,
because I don't want anybody to be like, look at this, look at what's going on in his life.
Yeah.
And to feel, not that anybody is like, not that I'm like it's a brag, but it's just like,
it is.
I know that feeling of like, oh man, look at that, you know.
Yes.
And I just don't want anybody to feel that way about
About me, because about, like, I'm just doing great. Like,
exactly, because it's like,
don't compare yourself to me. Come on. Well, I know, just, I have generational wealth.
I think that, because it's like when you hear someone, when I hear some, one of my friends
yeah.
buys a house and like I know the situation and whatever, like one of my friends has a kid and it's like, oh, you guys have been trying for a long time. That's awesome. It's like I have that in context of 100 different other things. And so you don't feel bad. You just are excited for them or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But then
yeah.
it's like someone who you just have never.
Right. Like I haven't Kevin talked Stanson, to you in 7 years. Yeah.
You know, get some job.
Yeah, like you're the, like, how did you get that job?
Exactly, like you're an idiot.
Yeah,
you know, and yeah. like so this has got to be something's got
to
be.
When also to be fair, I haven't talked to them in 7 years.
Exactly,
so I also don't know if they're an idiot.
Exactly,
but in my head, I was just thinking about that the other day when I went to the fireworks. Maybe we've already talked about this.
We were both there.
Yeah, we were both at the Somerville fireworks, and I was just really because I was like, there were people walking past. Hopefully, they're not listening to this. But there were like people walking past who I went to high school with, right? And I was very much like Juan. Like, I would be like, oh, let me tell you this crazy story about this person. And they're, like, unhinged stories, right? And I was just thinking about how terrible it is when you're, like, in your hometown that you really revert back to who you were. Like, I have no idea how much progress this person has made.
Yep.
They could be a complete... They probably are a completely different person. And in my head, I'm still telling this unhinged story about what happened at prom.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And I'm like, and that defines who they are forever in my head.
You can't... It's that is... It's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's like who they were dating at the time.
Exactly.
What their interests were. They're frozen in that time
period. They're frozen.
That is.
Yes.
One of my best friends in high school is now friends with like the like meathead quarterback of our high school.
Yeah.
Who I like really hated.
Yeah.
They're just like regular friends now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, oh yeah, Garrett turned into like a pretty normal guy.
And you're like, yeah, right.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like Garrett
that
Zimmer,
impossible.
Like, are you kidding? Like, his knuckles dragged on the ground. It's like, no, dude, he's cool. Like, he works like it.
Yeah. And if it's any other time in your life, you're like, yeah, no, for sure, he probably did change. But for some reason, people you went to high school with, it's like, no, sorry, that person is just the high school version of them forever.
The best is, though, thinking about people meeting you at certain stages in your life and being like, oh, yeah, Nev's this, like, great person. And then it's like... The high school version of you got to sort of bury.
Exactly.
And that's like that's like a blessing to be like.
Yeah. And it does make me wonder because they saw me. And so they're like, what is it that they're being like?
They're like talking about.
Right.
Actually, I do think this, that the folks that stay home.
Yeah.
They know the nuance more than anybody. They like know that people change. I think it's the ones that leave.
Yeah,
you
that's
just have
true.
Not, because it's like.
That's
you
true.
Know,
that's true. That's
I think
true.
It's more just like, I mean, we're here. Like,
because.
You know.
Me and like the people who have stuck around Somerville that I've like run into and seen, it's like I've seen how they've changed.
Yeah.
And so it's like those people I'm like, yeah, for sure. But it's the people who I've seen come back from college or like, they were doing their thing in Cali and then they came home to see their parents that I'm like, all right, nothing's changed.
Don't do this. Don't do this with that. I remember I had a friend in college go and then I saw him at a party later and he was like reading scripts. He went to USC. And he's like, oh, I read the script to that. And I was like, listen, Matt.
It's the worst thing you've ever said.
You sound like a freaking idiot. All right. I don't know what weird flex you're trying to make right now, but like, don't do this.
Everybody's trying to find their thing.
Have
know?
Like some self-awareness that don't come back from California and be talking about movies.
Yeah.
Just like, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's like coming back from Boston and being like clam chowder. I don't know.
Boston baked beans.
Boston, but yeah, and being like, oh yeah, you know, Cape Cod's got good beaches. Hey, I camped at Cape Cod last weekend. It was great.
I heard.
Wellfleet Bay, Mass Audubon, and we did all that. That's the cheap way to do the Cape.
Definitely, yeah.
You sleep in a tent. There's showers and like all that stuff.
Boom.
But then you're like you're hitting the beach, and it's like awesome. So.
That's amazing.
Thank you. I did it, and my entire family. I got them. None of whom, except for my youngest, has gone camping once with me.
Mm.
Everybody else, first time.
Your youngest.
No, my oldest. Second oldest. My oldest. My second youngest.
How many kids did you obtain this summer?
I got a few. I got a few.
I was like, I don't think that's even true. You're older.
It's true. My older child, who's as precocious as ever.
Yeah, I bet.
I promised her, this is just the Ginny update real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I promised her that I would, she I was asking about how a dishwasher works.
Mm.
And I explained it to her, and then I promised her we would watch a video. of like the inside of a dishwasher, because I've watched those. Those are, I don't know. Okay, I don't know if you've ever. There's like a few channels on YouTube that there's like.
This is how appliances work. This is how it works.
And it's awesome.
There's one
with like a, he like, this guy like installed a window on the side of a dishwasher. And it's like, this is what the water
looks
like. That's
kind of cool.
It's sick. I told her we would watch that probably 1 month ago.
Oh. Has she forgotten?
No, she has, if only, remembered harder. And yesterday.
So why haven't you just shown it to her? Seems like it would take about 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's not.
No.
That's like not my parenting style. Okay. Is I'm like, I don't know if this happens to you or you're always like this. Maybe this is how my parents were, especially my dad. It's like, we did the fun thing already. Now it's all business. So like we went bike riding at Car Park yesterday.
So now you can't get the dishwasher.
And I was
video.
Like, no, I'm like, we can't. We're doing jammies and we're gonna read our books. Like that's the end of it. You know,
you're depriving her of a dishwasher video.
Yeah, I know.
That's
you gotta
that's
set the tone.
The craziest
with your kids,
thing
you gotta
ever
set
heard.
The tone. You gotta set the tone.
It's not like you're depriving her of Bluey.
Exactly.
It's
well,
a dishwasher video. So,
apparently, when I was gone, and I got delayed, and it was awful, and so Lily was like feeling a little bit sick. Aww. Like a couple days ago, and then of course Ginny, upset with the amount of attention that Lily is getting,
also
just sort of pretending
sick.
To
yep.
be sick.
Yep.
And on Sunday morning, apparently they all woke up, and like Lily's feeling great. Molly was like, "Well, we maybe shouldn't go anywhere just because whatever." And Ginny literally goes, "All right, I think we should make breakfast, watch 2 episodes of Bluey, 2 episodes of Peppa Pig, and 2 episodes
of Paw Patrol."
Yeah. And we'll sit on the couch and then, like, you know, we'll watch church on the video.
Aww,
and I'm like,
that's adorable.
Jeez, Ginny.
That's a great plan. I agree.
It is a great plan. Well, I mean, it's like, it was girls' weekend. That's a plan. That's a girls' weekend.
Yeah,
plan, you
know? That is a girls' weekend.
And they know
plan.
That, like, dad, the enemy of fun.
Exactly.
Is, or just, like, one fun thing.
That's crazy.
These girls' lives.
One
is,
fun
they're
thing.
They're awesome. They're doing, like, the movie at Wright's Pond.
Nice.
And then
just
you could
them.
Also.
You just sent in them.
You can order pizza. Like
nice.
To the pond.
You're
like
going?
There's a thing. Yeah, we're all going.
Nice.
We should come by.
I'm doing Pilates in the park.
Nice. You're doing Pilates?
I'm not doing Pilates. Like, I'm Jules. My friend is doing Pilates.
So she's taking you there? And yeah. Are you going to participate?
Because she is going on a 3-week traveling trip in Europe that she decided on
what is that
about
even?
Last week.
Wow.
She's taking a backpack. She's staying in hostels.
Oh, nice.
And she is jumping from, like, Paris to Rome to Athens to somewhere else.
Hostel life. She's gonna be coming back with like a.
Yeah, she's gonna come back Buddhist probably.
I think I didn't want to say it, but I do think she's gonna come back Buddhist, and then I also think like this is gonna sound bad, like white person Buddhist.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like European,
yeah,
you know, like that's.
Yeah.
And then no less legit. I got love, you know. But, like, you know, like a little bit of, you know, maybe like a meaningful tattoo.
Have you
like a
seen,
symbolism.
You have know? You seen like, those, like, videos on or on whatever scrolling site you might use?
Yeah.
Like, where it's, like, me before the backpacking trip
oh,
and then me
no,
after.
But yeah.
And they come back with, like, the big parachute pants.
Yes.
And they're like,
oh, my
way.
God. Yes.
It's, like, a trend now, so.
And they're like, you got it. Like, the food. You're like, it's
yeah.
all this, and we stayed here, and you're like. They're
yeah.
like America just
and the people
does
I met
it.
Abroad.
Yeah.
The people
you can
I
just,
met.
Like, you can just, like, sleep in these bunk beds, you know?
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. And it's like the American mind.
Yes.
I don't know. It's either that or you come back and you're just like, I'll never go back. Like,
yeah.
I can't.
That
you
would
know?
Be. I probably wouldn't go. But anyways. Yeah. So.
There you go.
I gotta go see her before she leaves this weekend.
Okay. So there you go. So you gotta do Pilates. She's like, I don't have time for a regular hangout. If you maybe want to catch me at Pilates, that's the time.
Yeah.
Come on, Jules.
Correct.
Just get a coffee.
Well, no, she always does the Pilates on Tuesdays.
In the park?
Yeah.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
What park?
It's
far away.
It's by Haymarket.
Oh, jeez.
Which
yeah,
actually isn't that bad on the train. On the train, it's like 30 minutes.
I was like talking about stuff in Boston, and some guy was like, hey, do you know like Kingfisher Lewis? And I'm like,
what are you talking about?
This was in Corpus. And I was like, I don't, like Larson McCallie. It was some name like that.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know. He's like, oh, he's like a pastor guy. And he does this like newsletter. And he's like showing me the newsletter. And I was like, that's great. That sounds great. You know? And he's like, you should go. This guy, he like runs like a church. You should go. And I, He looked it up, and it was like, it's like in South Kingstown. And I was like, that's 2 hours away from me. And he's like, that's probably near you. Well, I forgot the build up. I forgot the build up that in this guy's.
He was like, you were talking about how.
You know, the, like, there's communities and you're always looking for, like, folks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's this guy. He's like, you know, this guy's right. And I was like, this is 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Also, it's like 2 hours that I also can't explain this to people in Texas. It's a hard 2 hours.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's a 2 hours that cost you versus in Texas where it's like, San Antonio's 2 hours away. Whatever. Let's just go. Because you're flipping it into Cruz.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, it's like three lights and then you're just driving 95 miles on the highway.
Right.
Directly there.
Right.
It's like, no, if I was to drive to South Kingston, that's like...
In 5 miles, take this exit.
Exactly.
In six miles, veer left. And then there's construction. Slow down. Exactly. The left light is closed.
Uh-oh. Yeah, exactly. Uh-oh. So, dude, Friday? On Friday? Did you see all that?
Oh, the flooding?
So there was like the floods, but then also a car... Every exit on 93 in from the tunnel into the city was closed. It took Molly 3 hours to get to work. From
That's
8 o'clock.
Awful.
She was like on the road at 8 o'clock.
That's terrible.
And it was like, yeah. I mean,
even drive, like I, last Wednesday, I had a little celebration with my coworkers.
I saw that. I was going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell them to wear black?
Lindsay did.
Classic.
Except Lindsay got stuck.
I didn't see Lindsay in the picture.
Lindsay got delayed. So Lindsay planned the whole thing.
As soon as I saw that picture, my first thing was just like, why are they all wearing black?
Yeah, because it was till death do us party.
That's great.
So the sash I was wearing was bride or die.
Okay.
So anyways.
I'll just yes and that real quick, is that when I proposed to Molly, I said, do you want to die together?
That's really intense.
We were in a graveyard. It's the lyric to a song we both love.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't say that.
That's so intense.
I didn't say
that
as. No, I didn't say that as. Like, I said, will you marry me?
Oh, okay. You didn't
I said
say
all that,
that as. Okay.
And then, like, as, like, laughing because we, where we
okay,
were was
okay.
meaningful.
Sure,
it was like,
sure,
oh,
sure.
Do you want to die together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense then.
And then, yeah.
That wasn't like you popped the ring box open and you're like, do you want to die together?
And she was like.
She's like, yes.
Yes. We were both standing in a grave. An open, freshly dug up grave.
Yeah, that's good. That's
so,
good.
So, death do you party?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Bride
so, anyways,
die?
Because Lindsay
Great.
Couldn't make it,
Jeez.
I ended up having to drive to Newport.
That's where it was, too. I was like, where is this?
Newport.
I was like, this looks like a nice restaurant.
Yes.
But it doesn't, the decor doesn't look like literally anything
Anywhere.
In the Boston
yeah,
area.
Yeah.
That's,
so,
I was like,
Newport.
I was like,
so,
did you drive to, like, North Carolina? That's what
yeah,
it
Yeah, that's
like.
What we did. No, we drove to New... I drove to Newport. Of course, everybody else already lives in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So they were just, you know, a little...
Emma
little...
walked there.
Exactly. No, actually, we met at Emma's apartment.
Get out of here.
Yes. So, anyways. So
when we were there, we were down there, and she was like, I live right here. And I was like, dang it.
I know.
This is why you work for Sojourn. Like, this is nice.
It was... Yeah.
You can
yeah.
just come
She's
over here.
She's got a nice living situation.
That's a sick setup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We went to O'Brien's? The mustache? Green mustache? The magnet? Sorry.
People say that? That's a thing?
No, it's a magnet. It's a green mustache magnet that you see everywhere. That says
Well,
O'Brien's.
Now I'll probably start seeing it now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's in Newport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we went there. It was great. But anyways, what I was going to say is coming back. We were coming back. I was coming back at like 9 p.m. And...
You didn't spend the night down there?
No. Well, because here's the thing. I had to borrow Juan's car
yeah,
because it was exactly because it was originally supposed to be Lindsay taking me.
Yeah, that whole screws it all up.
Exactly. So it was 9 p.m. I was driving home. Boom, construction.
Boom.
Missed my exit.
Yeah, no, that's they're closing every exit on 93. I don't understand. They're closing. The Starro Drive to 93 is it's like there's like three exits that are closed.
I cry. I literally cried.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, I think I'm just going to have to pull over and...
Like, just sleep in your car.
Yeah, because I just can't. I just can't make it.
I try to explain that to, like, folks in Texas. Of, like, this is just how it is.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult. It's, like, a whole thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. It takes you 30 minutes to go 2 miles. It was awful.
And it's, like, 30 minutes of, like, everyone stopped, and there's just no answers. It's not even like you can go and look, because I know in Texas it's like if you stop, you're like, oh, well, up there, you know.
No, literally. You go and there was like, what was there? There was nothing here.
It's a mystery.
Everybody just decided to slow down.
Yep.
And take a seat.
Yeah.
So.
So anyway, I'm glad to be here.
I'm sure you are.
Did you walk here?
I took the train.
There you go.
Because I live by Gilman Square.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So
you're training it now.
I'm training it.
That's
great. I got on Gilman Square, which is way better than busing it sometimes.
Yeah.
I tried busing it because the 80's still on. It still hits my roof.
Same route.
Yeah, it's nice. So that helps. But it just didn't. The timing.
When the time comes, do you think you're going to be like taking the train two stops to work?
No, I'll probably take the 80.
Because you're on Broadway. Because of Broadway. Because you can just go straight on Broadway.
Down Broadway.
That's right. That's a that's beautiful. You got a beautiful voice. It's a voice of a generation.
Wow, thank you so much.
There you go.
Yeah, I was practicing.
You're practicing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
on
you
the
got
way,
a thing,
on the
you
train.
Got a thing coming?
On
oh,
the
you're.
Train.
Oh, people love when you sing on the train.
Yeah.
That's like, people,
I know.
People come up to me and they're like, I just wish you were singing right
Same,
now. You
yeah.
look like you have a beautiful voice and I wish you were singing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have any other updates?
I ate a ton of food and it jammed me up.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I was at best doing two meals a day.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't hungry and nothing was.
Yeah, nothing was.
Nothing was leaving
out
the.
Yeah.
So I feel like this morning was the first time that I like had a cup of tea. That was here's the other update. This is a me and Molly story. So this is like, for those listening, if you know Molly, this will help. So I'm at dinner like Friday night.
Okay.
And I was going to a beach fire, a thing that is very common in Corpus. Very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
I'll show you some pictures.
Very hip.
It's very hip. Like, just like drive onto the beach and it's like, oh, hey, we're a mile marker or whatever.
Oh, cool.
And like, people are having part, like a fire, people are hanging out and it's like no big deal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a movie. And anyway, so I'm,
it's
I gonna
be a movie.
I go to dinner. Yeah. I'm never going to say that. You explained on
it
this
was,
on
yeah.
this show. You've explained that, and I still
have,
am just
I
like
Sorry,
I'm just gonna that. Wait until that dies in culture.
It okay.
It won't.
I
it
won't.
Will.
I won't let it.
Okay, that's right. That's, I'm gonna be old and playing cards, and you're
it's
gonna be like,
gonna be a movie.
Yeah. That's okay. So I go to dinner, and this is like meal number three because like I get there, and I'm basically just having lunches with people until dinner, and so I'm going. This is like meal number three, so I'm like hanging out with some great people. And I just want to say, anybody who's listening to the show, I did a little advertising down there. So anybody listening, pick up any new listeners. The typical thing is just texting us directly while we're doing this, and then I'll just address.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm there, and I'm like, I can't eat another thing. And so the waitress, and we're at a we're at like a Mexican restaurant, and it's like one of my favorites. I love this place, Taqueria Cancun in Corpus Christi. The waitress comes out and is like, can I get you anything? And I was like, oh, actually, could I have a cup of tea?
Mm-hmm. And why is it's this like, funny? Is this like a not?
She goes, "Can I have
too?
A cup of tea?" And she's like, "Oh, like sweet tea." And I meant, "Can
yeah.
I have a hot tea?"
Yeah.
Because I was like, I kind of need a little bit of caffeine, but I just need to kind of settle my stomach a little bit.
Yeah, but you're in the South, so.
And they're like, "Oh, you mean sweet tea?" And I was like, "But it was kind of like a nobody says cup of tea." And I was telling Molly the story, and she's like, "That's just a weird, pretentious thing to order
a cup of tea
at a restaurant at like 7 p.m." In general.
Interesting.
Hey, I'm just going to sit here, not eat anything. I'll have a cup of tea, please. That, to me, that's like cool.
Yeah.
Not cool. Or just like, I wasn't even thinking like, oh, what a thing. I'm just like,
right.
I could really use a cup of tea right now.
This kind of happened to me last week at the thing.
Okay.
Because when we went to O'Brien's, I was like, can I have a cup of coffee?
There it is.
At like
yes.
7 p.m.
Yes.
And they were like, she was like, hot coffee?
Yeah. Yes.
And I was like, yes.
That is not crazy.
And then it took like 20 minutes.
Yeah, and that's
because
I'm
good. Sure they had to brew. Like, I'm sure they had to pull out the coffee maker. Yep. They had to warm it up.
It's the one for just the staff.
Yeah,
you know, like,
exactly. No,
that
literally,
one.
That's
like,
exactly what Molly said. Was like, they probably just wouldn't use the Keurig.
Yeah, exactly.
The Keurig
they just
in the
went
staff
to the break room.
Room.
It's like.
No,
so
exactly.
Anyway, that and that was like that's crazy. But then I started drinking sweet tea, which was bad because the sugar,
ooh yeah,
really like freaked me out.
No, yeah,
and I had to like sit in my car and like breathe a lot to like
no, yeah,
to like before I like got out there, I was like I gotta settle down a little bit here.
No, yeah,
it was crazy. Sweet tea is crazy.
It's crazy.
They serve
especially
it,
there, like
it's in. They serve it to you in giant cups.
Yes,
and it's they serve it directly hot. They like whole thing of ice, but hot into the thing. So it's hot at the bottom of the thing.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah.
So anyway, Molly was like, That's pretty pretentious that you're just sitting there like, oh, a cup of tea. That's like a European, like I just got back from Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, give me an espresso.
Yeah. Like,
I would like an espresso, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody does that.
I've seen those memes of like European lifestyle, like wake up, get coffee with friends, get lunch with those same friends, you know, like,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's, so it's,
that's good.
Walk to the train station, you know, like that's, and it's like, and it's like, that's Euro, well, it's like yeah. Euro maxing or whatever. That's the trend.
Oh. I'm unfamiliar with this.
Oh, man. You know what that means? That means that's a trend that's only for, like, old algorithms. Yeah. And, like, they're, like, the actual movement of culture isn't dictating this. This is, like, something that we're telling. This is, like, the Tide Pod challenge. This is something that we're telling older people that is happening with younger people.
Oh, yeah.
To boost some engagement.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Maybe.
There you go.
Who's to say?
I got to read one of these real quick,
unless you
want to.
No, you can.
All right. Public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too.
Woo.
But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real hearty deal for everyone keeping track of those numbers at home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Man.
And this picture has always blown my mind. For years, I've tried to figure out what's going on with this. Of like, did you Google? Because that's not, you didn't Google trains, and that's the thing that came up.
No. That was like, you saw that on some sort of video, and you were like, I like that.
For those of you not sitting in the studio, we're talking about the picture on the public transit PSA, which I guess I am describing as like an future anime.
Which, to be fair, on all of these...
There's some other ones like
that. There's other ones that I'm like, it's not like you just searched up trash and put the first thing
This is like a real specific...
This is a deep dive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went on Wikipedia and then like clicked on a link and then clicked on another link and clicked on another link.
Yeah.
And then you were like...
That's it.
That's the one.
Do you know that
found it.
A fun fact about Anton is that, you know, like you go to the Wikipedia article for trash can and there's like a picture of a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
He's like made it for a little while. He like made it his goal to like have as many of that be like his thing. So he's like, it's a picture of trash can. Why not my trash can? So he's like, it's like you go it's like it's a picture of Anton's trash can.
That's hilarious.
You know, like a bike or whatever, you know, and it's just like.
Wow.
This is just a generic picture of anything. Why not
mine?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
So like
that's an interesting fact.
That's like one of those great.
Yeah.
That's like
a good
one of those like great things.
That's a good one.
And there's I forget which one. If you're listening, Anton, just tell us which ones they are.
Yeah.
Which
exactly.
ones they currently are.
Yeah. 100%.
So anyway, there's that. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Yeah.
91.5 FM. Thank you for anyone who might be listening new.
Yeah.
We just shot right through that.
We really did.
There
was
no
was
break.
Crazy.
That was a no breaks scenario there.
No. All gas, no breaks.
Exactly. I think it's because I haven't seen you in a couple
weeks. It weighed
like
a lot
weeks,
to catch up on.
So that was a whole. And then I had to, you know, vent about Houston.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Audrey, who graciously allowed.
Thanks, Audrey.
Offered up I could stay at her house if I needed to, but was also like, look, it's going to be crazy to get here. But anyway, just having in the back of my heart, like, hey, there's someone in this giant city
100%.
That will. Take me in.
Yep.
Even just that was a feeling of calmness.
Comfort.
That was great.
Absolutely. Well, it was great to be here. Thanks
there
for
you
having
go.
Me. I'll be back.
We'll be back. You know, hey, it's the summer.
One day. Probably post-marriage, I'll be back.
Oh, yeah? Yep. Taking a rest
not
of
too
it.
Too much to do.
We're going to dive into the answer. We're gonna unpack that.
What it is that I'm actually
time.
Doing.
Because it is... I know it's a lot, but also, like...
But every day feels like, whatever.
Like, guy brain to me is like, whatever. You just, like, get the flowers from Trader Joe's. You know, I don't know. So there's that.
Thanks for your input, Nate.
Hey, and thank you for listening. This has been Fast and Loose.
Woo!
Stick around, because TK's in the studio. Music, you might otherwise miss. It's coming up.
Bye.
Bye.